You're listening to SBS News.
Que por la misericordia de Dios descanse en paz el alma.
They're praying for 15-year-old Melanie Ramos on the steps of her high school in Hollywood. The teenager died inside the school, poisoned by fentanyl, the synthetic opiate which is becoming increasingly deadly for teens in the United States. This school has a view of the Hollywood sign, but it's a world away from the glitz and glamour of show business. As Melanie's mother prayed at a candlelight vigil, concerned parents warned each other about kids and gangs selling drugs in the neighborhood and inside the schools.
To me, to describe you how my niece is, was, I mean, she was a beautiful, sweet girl. Coming from good, hardworking parents.
Melanie's uncle Oscar says his niece and her friend thought they were buying Percocet pain pills.
Some of the kids, you know, probably not happy at home, so they try to find an easy way trying to, like, numb that. And then they influence the other ones around them.
Do you know if Melanie had tried anything before?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm pretty sure she hasn't. That's what our biggest question is probably was her first time, and that's why her body couldn't take it.
Fentanyl used to be laced into the hardest drugs like heroin. Now it's increasingly showing up in knockoff prescription pills, which look like the real thing. Melanie's death and a spate of teen overdoses in Los Angeles led officials here to stock every school with the anti-overdose medication Narcan. Alberto Carvalho is the head of the Los Angeles Unified School District.
Individuals die through the consumption of fentanyl because they stop breathing. Narcan has a limited but highly effective way of reversing that condition, allowing individuals to restore breathing.
While significantly more adults die of opiate overdoses, teenagers are the fastest growing group to suffer fatal poisoning from fentanyl. Joseph Friedman, a substance use researcher at UCLA, says the overdose rate among school-aged kids doubled between 2019 and 2020, and then rose a further 20% last year.
So a natural question would be, is this because of the pandemic, right? And I think that's a complicated question, but what it's not is, it's not from the pandemic making teens use drugs to a greater extent to deal with anxiety. It's not that. And in fact, we saw that during the pandemic, teen drug use dropped sharply because drug use among teens is a very social activity. And so despite the fact that teen drug use is at its lowest rate in decades, the overdose death rate is exploding. Teen drug use is becoming more dangerous, but not more common.
The Biden administration responded to the growing crisis with a $1.5 billion plan to fund access to medications to combat overdoses and for law enforcement to go after drug traffickers. Many parents here say they want to see increased funding for schools so that they can hire staff to keep their kids safe inside. Migdalia Torres has a 15-year-old son at the school where Melanie died. She says schools across LA are underfunded, understaffed, and unsafe.
As a parent, I've always spoken to my children about drugs. But you know what I never did do was speak to my children, telling them to not accept that in school, because I did not know this had bleeded out from our community into our children's school. They are calling it overdoses, but this is really poisoning. They're poisoning our children.
The United States is an outlier when it comes to overdoses, with a death rate 20 times the global average. When it comes to teens dying from drugs, America truly is number one.